Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Ethnically Ambiguous, a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hi, this is Shireen. This is also Ethnically Ambiguous.
Hi, this is Anna, and this is also Ethnically Ambiguous.
Exactly. And today, we're just two gals chatting it up. We talk about what we've been up to recently, I guess. We talk about mostly the Succession finale.
Mostly the Succession finale.
Yeah, mostly that. So spoilers ahead, big spoilers. Don't listen if you have not seen all of Succession or if you plan on seeing all of Succession. But it's a good episode. We just talk some talk and we walk some walk. And we talk about some social media stuff too. Just like the weirdness of the world. I think that's it.
It's a gorgeous episode, so please don't miss it.
Who are we? Where do we come from? Who do we become? What is it to be? What to be is it? Where are we? Who are my parents? Where are my pants? Why were we born? We are Ethnically Ambiguous.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Shireen.
Another episode, another day. Wow.
Another episode, another day.
I do want to give a disclaimer just right at the top that my place is, as you said, made of cardboard, and I can hear everything the neighbors do, and I'm sure you guys might hear some stuff too. So if you do, I apologize. I'm not in a studio, and that is what you get. And I wish it was different, but it's not. So I'll figure it out as we go. But if you hear something, that's on me. That's the disclaimer.
Okay. Feels like you're lying. I'm just joking.
I think it's a little texture. Like, what's happening back there, you know? Silence can be boring.
Silence can be boring. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, silence can be boring. In my opinion, silence is all I want. I just want silence. Yeah.
Someone I can be absolutely silent with for hours and hours is the best kind of person, I think. You know? You don't have to do any filler talk or try to fill the space with anything. It's just like,
I agree. We should just be more silent.
What if we just do this entire podcast? Yeah. Is us just vibing and chilling and being silent?
Honestly, I would love that.
Yeah.
I love silence. And that's that. I love silence.
What more can we say? Yeah. That's it. That's the podcast.
Love silence.
Silence. That's the French pronunciation, I'm pretty sure.
I love cilantro. Actually, I just got, did you get that 23andMe email about cilantro?
No, I didn't.
It's one of those like,
Yeah, it's like a gene if you like it or not, right? Or like if it tastes like soap or something.
It's really funny to me. It makes absolutely no sense what they sent me. This is what it says.
Oh, okay, yeah, read it.
I just think it's funny because I'm like, just don't even send me this email, okay? Because I'm like, you're not actually giving me any information here. It says, Anna, because they know who I am, you have a slightly higher odds of disliking cilantro based on your genetics.
Do you dislike cilantro?
No, not really. I'm like, okay, first of all, you're just wrong.
I like that they only sent that email to people that probably had that, like, they didn't send it to me being like, looks like you're fine with cilantro. They only sent it to you because it's like, you might hate cilantro. Did you know that?
It's also like not even an answer. It's just like, you might have slightly higher odds of disliking it, but we don't even honestly really know. So like, it could go either way. Anyway, yeah. Bye. It's like, okay, cilantro's fine.
Yeah. It really is. It's fine. I have worked with a lot of people, though, that are so averse to cilantro, which is fine. Genetically, I understand. If it tastes like soap, I don't want you to eat that either. But it is on so many things. It really is. It's really hard to avoid, especially, like, in Mexican cuisine or, like, I don't know, anything. Anyway.
Sorry. I'm already bored of cilantro because that's how little it affects me.
Let's move on. In other news, I am back to having dark hair. So that's a new thing. I feel like I've had blonde hair for like 2.5 years, maybe two and a half years. So I'm not bleached anymore. But yeah, so that's new in my life. It is interesting though, because when I looked at myself, it was strange. I've just seen myself in a different way for so long. But I do want to mention, the reason I'm bringing this up is because I thought my parents' reaction was kind of funny.
Go on.
They never, like, told me they didn't like the blonde hair, but I knew that they preferred my darker hair, like my dark brown hair. And my sister told me, like, it washed me out, like, the blonde hair and all the stuff. So I knew it wasn't, like, their favorite fucking thing, but I wanted to try it out.
They
and it was
said
fun.
It washed you out?
Yeah, Raimi, my older sister said
God, that. Your siblings are so savage. It's so funny to me.
No, I mean, I respected the honesty, and she wasn't really wrong. So towards the end, that's what made me want to go back. I was like, I look dead. But that's probably just my face. But my parents... So, okay, I got my hair cut and dyed back. It's probably going to take a while to get it back to my actual color, because right now it's like dyed, trying to be close. But I FaceTime my mom being like, this is going to surprise her. And I FaceTime my mom, and immediately she's like, oh, she's back! Salim, she's back! And she's FaceTiming me, screaming she's back, like so happy. She turns the phone to my dad, and he smiles like the biggest smile I've ever seen. Like, she's back! I'm like, I didn't know it was that bad. It was so... I took a screenshot. I'll send you the screenshot of my dad smiling. I've just never seen him... make that face. I've never seen him make that face. Maybe only with his grandson. And then me dyeing my hair back. So it was funny. I thought it was funny.
Can I just say, parents are out of their goddamn minds. Like,
it was so what? Funny. It was so outrageously a big reaction. It was just like, she's back. Oh my God, she's back. I was like, where did I go? I've been right here.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, what do you guys doing with your lives? Like, how does so much hinge off absolutely nonsense? Like,
yeah,
they really find a way to be like, wow, you've really disappointed me. And you're like, because my hair is
like the thing that affects them actually
bleached?
Not at all. Yeah,
like you're shaken to your core over this.
Like, it does seem pretty silly compared to what other families go through, like the family in Succession. Look at that segue. That was a segue. Because that's what we want to talk about today. Succession.
Yeah, let's talk about Succession.
Interesting. Today is Friday, June 2nd. So the season series finale happened like 6 days ago. So we're still reeling from it, which is why we want to talk about it. Heavy spoilers ahead, but it's been out for a minute, so
yeah, we waited.
Still catching up. Yeah, if you're still catching up, say goodbye now, but we're going to talk about Succession and talk all about the ending and stuff. So you've been warned.
If you're still catching up, bad news. The show ended.
It did end. And it was
so
crazy.
Sad.
I think the only thing that was, I personally, we don't have to talk about this. We could talk about it on a different episode, but the Barry finale fucked me up, I think, a little bit more than the Succession one did. I don't know why, but it did. We could talk about that another time, but watching them both back to back, because they aired that night, was a brutal experience. I do not recommend anyone doing that. It was hard. It was really hard.
Yeah, here's the thing. I watched Succession. I couldn't watch anything after that. I went to bed.
I hate myself so much.
I was like,
I
need to go to bed. Barry wasn't
as bad. For the
record,
I don't actually hate myself. I've had people comment or tell me, why do you hate yourself? I don't actually hate myself. I have to stop saying that. I actually love myself very much.
She loves herself.
I do.
So much that she hates herself. Just joking.
It all comes back around.
I thought the Barry ending was kind of funny.
Funny?
It's just so like, it just in the end, it was just full circle, absolute
and,
nonsense.
Yeah, it's a little bit, I mean, I understand what you mean by funny. It's like sad funny. Like this, like a ironic funny or like disappointing, or reality being absurd funny. Like glorifying like murderers and whatever it is, and I don't know, but that's a different episode. That's a different episode. So today we're talking about Succession, and what really, if you guys have seen the finale, you've seen the kitchen scene where they're all like being fucking kids and they're all together and they're throwing things at each other and they're all happy that Kendall's gonna be the next big man on campus or whatever.
Devastating.
And I loved that scene so much, and they did that on purpose, made it the most like endearing, lovely scene, because it turns out so bad.
They should have ended the episode right there.
They really should have.
Yeah, that was really devastating. I will say the finale broke my heart. I don't know, you're thinking a television show broke your heart? Yeah, it did. Just give it to fucking Kendall. You should have just given it to Kendall.
Yeah.
There's one thing this fool wanted his whole life. Just give it to him. But
I
you couldn't.
Understand.
They're all too fucked up over their little daddy hoe that they couldn't fucking give in and just let Kendall have it. They played into the prophecy that they're not serious people. And I'm like, just fuck off and give us one little thing.
Yeah. They really are not serious people. Logan was right. It was so disappointing when Shiv changed her mind. I did not, because I didn't understand why. Like, I was like, what?
She couldn't let him have it.
But, like, it's so silly to be like, I can't have something.
So unwell. She is so unwell. She's like one of the most unwell people we've ever seen on TV.
Yeah,
and we've seen some real unwell folk.
I was just counting on like a sliver of love for her brother to like be enough to not be an asshole. But like she doesn't like it. It's pretty obvious she doesn't love him. If that's what she ended up doing, like she wants to hurt him. It just made so little sense to me.
I don't even know if she wants to hurt him, but she just can't have it be like, if it's not her, it can't be him. You know.
But it's like, if I'm hurting, you're hurting. That's what she's doing. Right? In a way. Like, if I'm not going to have it, like, you're right. Like, he can't have it. But.
Yeah.
You can make him happy. Like, he'll be fulfilling his entire dream if you just, like, let him have this dumb fucking company that you don't even really want.
Yeah.
She's so fucked up. That baby is in for a ride.
Oh, yeah. That baby's never going to see her. But, I will say, if Kendall had went into that conference room and was like not so like cocky and egotistical in the moment of being like, we have it, so even like stop trying, like there could have been a chance that she didn't.
If he was more low key.
If he went in and was actually like humble about it, there may have been a chance, because she just said she couldn't stomach like how he was acting and his sort of like pompous behavior. And I'm like, you fucked it up.
I don't know. I don't want to blame him for that, though. Like, she's ultimately the one that made that choice. And, like, he was kind of being annoying, I suppose. But I wouldn't think annoying enough to warrant that reaction.
I mean, he is pretty annoying. Like, the way he talks is absolute nonsense. Like, I don't know what Kendall is talking about ever.
Yeah.
Like, his dialogue, he talks in such sort of, like, I don't know, like, metaphorical, like, tech bro sort of unworldly speak. Like, I have no idea what he's talking about at any point.
And, like, he says it so confidently that it makes me think, like, oh, everyone knows what that means but me. But, like, actually, he just made it up.
And, like, it's Roman's always just, like, looking at him like, yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
But somehow it translates into something. I don't know. Yeah. Like, he's annoying as hell. But here's the thing.
He's very annoying. I think they're all kind of annoying.
Oh, yeah. They're all fucking miserable fucks. I think the fact that... God, the fact that, what's his name, Logan, told that idiot at 7 years old that it would be him, just give it to him because this is all he knows. Clearly, since he was 7 years old, he's been working towards one goal, which is taking over the company. So, like, now that you've, like, ousted him, like, honestly, and I hate to say this, it may be best that he tried to jump over the ledge or something. Because, like, what else is he going to do? Like, he's not a good dad.
Yikes.
Like, he's, like, basically, he was, like, the head of, like, a corporate conservative conglomerate. And, like, his own ex-wife doesn't really want the kids around him.
Like, who does like him? I mean, what is he good at? Like, that's what's really tragic.
Stewie likes him, I guess.
I guess.
Stewie is such a funny character to me. Played
like, that person he dated for a minute, I guess. Liked him, but it was really toxic. But it makes me sad.
Naomi Pierce. Like,
yeah, Naomi Pierce.
Also, what the fuck happened to the Pierce deal?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's what I don't understand. It's like, well, then why don't you guys go run Pierce?
Yeah.
Like, were you guys gonna buy Pierce?
There were a couple, not loopholes, but like unended things. There's just one that keeps nagging at me, and I'm going to tell you what it is after we take a break. So, BRB.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it. I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Okay, do you remember in the pilot episode that Roman had a wife and kids?
Yeah, they've acknowledged that.
Have we talked about this?
No, but the show creators have talked about it. It was just like that
they
was because they shot it. Like very, that was that episode got shot and then took them like another year to even start developing the show again.
Oh. Yeah. So what have they said about it? They're just like, the actual character doesn't have those things and that was just like, forget that ever happened?
Yeah.
That always fucking bothered me. That really bothered me. But I mean, it's better without that addition, I think. It makes him more of a tragic character. They're all tragic characters. But, In the talking after the episode bit, the showrunner said that the show, the whole story is ultimately a tragedy. And that's why it had to end in a really tragic way. Like, he gives you this, like, ultimate high of them being so happy in the kitchen. And then it was always going to end in a tragedy. That's what he was kind of implying. And I guess I just never... Like, I knew it wasn't going to end with, like, rainbows and fucking butterflies or whatever, but I didn't expect it to be that bad. Like, no one got what they want. And absolutely, no one is happy at the end of that show. No one. Maybe Tom, kind of. But no one.
Kind of like Frank and Carl.
Mm-hmm.
With their, like, golden parachute talk.
Yeah.
So annoying.
And yeah, Becca, just for your... Yeah, so Roman and the actual character... does not have kids, even though in the pilot he had a wife and kids. I guess when they developed the show, they just want everyone to forget that happened.
He was single now. Yeah. He had a wife and kids in episode one, and then they were never heard from again.
Exactly. Like, it always really bothered me.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
You just pretend it didn't happen.
I felt like it was like a Berenstain Bears thing, where I was like, did I imagine that?
I think now they try to be like, that was his girlfriend and his girlfriend's kid. Then they broke up.
Interesting. It would be interesting if he had a wife and kids. It would be a different show.
Oh, gosh. That would be terrible. He should not have a wife and kids.
They're so unwell. He's unwell. She's unwell. I'm trying to think of one well character. Carolina seems pretty well adapted for some reason. Nothing seems to really... break her psyche.
You consider
Carolina
that
would.
Well adapted?
What? Out of everyone else
a well
else on
adapted
that show?
Person would have emotions and feelings and react appropriately. Her is like, she's like, someone died. Well, we better sort of get ahead of it.
That is very
You're
true.
Like, okay. She's good at her job. I wouldn't say she is any less unwell because she's such like, a corporate yeah, okay. drone. Like,
maybe
what if you're like, hey,
unwell.
So, I got in a car accident. Remember when your appendix burst, and you like told me, and I was like, oh, well, should I draft up a press release? Like, what? Instead of being like, are you at the hospital or whatever the hell, however I reacted.
Yeah.
But instead I was like, all right, well, I will sort of get ahead of this on Twitter, and I will put out a statement on your behalf. Like, that's like... You would be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, that's true. Like, that's true.
She's
I spoke too soon.
Good at her job.
Yeah.
And that is what makes her unwell.
Because,
like,
make her
what?
Unwell.
The way she was, like, on her computer, like, hey, can we sit down for 15? Can we can we just get together and, just sort of break down a plan moving forward? It's like, he literally died, like, 4 minutes ago. And she's like, well, so how do we want to sort of approach this? Mm-hmm. he's literally getting
okay.
Like,
you give
chest
me a better
compressions.
Character.
And she's what? Like, "All right, so we should probably draft something up."
Yeah, I know. Okay, I made a mistake. She obviously has her own issues.
It's really funny in retrospect.
It is
so fucking intense.
She's very compartmentalized and emotionless.
Oh yeah, she's like, well, I have a job to do. So let's get to it. Who is going to be the interim CEO? It's like, yeah, who is? Well, I would say not a well. Maybe Jess, but it took a while for her to leave.
Oh, Jess, yeah.
Kendall's assistant. She was like, yeah. You know that moment when Greg was like, we're going to basically call the election, even though there's rules and ways things work. And she was like, oh, let me just go back to my office and write up a 2 weeks sort of thing. And in that final episode, when he called his new assistant, new Jess, So fucked up. He's like, new Jess, get over here. I was like, new Jess, motherfucker, you don't even know her name. Sick. All of them sick. And then new Jess, when all that shit was going down in the conference room, was just facing the wall.
Yeah.
That whole office is unwell.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, I don't think there's any character that's spared. Also, like, do none of them have families of their own? Like, are they just constantly working 24/7? Like,
yeah,
it's
you don't
get
see their families.
Like, what's the point of having money if you're always you can't use it? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, like, they go on vacation because the mom is like, will you come over? And they're like, ugh.
Yeah.
And then they're in Barbados. You're like,
it's like, they're like mad in Barbados. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like,
rich
if my mom
are just
was
so
like,
silly.
No, I don't. You're right. Like, I don't think they ever go on like vacation.
No, I mean, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense. But I do think it was a good choice to make Logan die, like, in not in the end, like, toward like in the middle of the season, basically, just because it is really interesting. Like, that's the easy way to go. Like, you end when the main big character dies, but seeing what happens after they die is not ever shown, and it's far more interesting to me to be like, how does everyone deal with that death, and like, what does it do? So I respected that decision to have him have like most of the second or the last season be the aftermath of his death. And also it just happened so suddenly.
Yeah.
It just felt like a unsettling real way that it would happen. Like,
yeah.
Because
so,
there's no build up. Yeah.
Well, every day is like, so the whole season is like 8 days, right? Or something like that. It's
yeah.
like a very
it goes
short
by
amount
pretty
of time.
Fast.
It's just like every day is another episode. It's like he dies. The like sort of get together at the house. I don't even know. It's like every day. It's like one day.
Yeah.
It's weird. They like spend one day in Norway.
They do.
Or maybe two. But like it's so.
And they just like fly to New York and they fly to London and they just everything.
Yeah. Then they're
so
in Barbados. And it's like, oh my God.
How does time
God.
Work in that show? I don't know. They make travel look way easier than it is. Maybe it is easy for them.
I guess because if you're in like a private jet.
Yeah.
And actually, New York is quite close to like, you know what? Hold on. Let's go
yeah,
to
what
Google
is
Maps.
The distance?
So, New York City. Directions. Drive.
Directions.
Hold on. Norway. Oh, no way. I guess I need to put somewhere. Maybe Oslo, Norway. I don't fucking know. Let's see. Flight time. 7 hours. Okay. So you just hop over there. All right. That's okay.
I mean, it's still a good chunk of time.
Yeah, that's true. Let's try London.
I would imagine London is a...
London is 6 hours, basically.
Oh, it's not. I thought it would be less.
All right. Let's try Barbados. Because they were just very casually in Barbados for a day.
Yeah, they really were.
4 hours.
Okay,
almost
4
five.
Hours is fine. 4 hours is I understand that they were like, I'll leave in the morning versus I'll leave that. You know what I mean?
But they really get places and back very quickly.
Yeah, time does not exist in their world the same way it does in real life.
No, like, we're all here like, well, it's going to take a day to travel.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, so I'm here now.
Yeah.
And I have to get back to New York within 20 minutes to do a vote for the board.
Yeah.
Like, how early do they leave? Like, 4 in the morning?
I think that's just another thing that you have to accept about the show. Like, I think it's actually in... Technically and, like, logically, it does not make sense. But
it's rich people. It's billionaire time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's billion. Exactly. Billionaire time.
It's not... It's not Anna and Shireen time. I'll tell you that right now.
No. Oh, no. But, okay, I actually didn't mind that Tom got it in the end. Because I thought it was kind of... I mean, who else... I couldn't... If it wasn't Kendall, like, who else would have been a good thing? I mean, like... I wasn't mad. I wasn't sad that it was Tom, I guess. What did you think?
Yeah, I mean, if there was going to be a lackey, Tom made sense.
Yeah. I don't dislike his character that much. I think his actor made him kind of endearing, so maybe that's cheating, yeah. But...
Matthew McFitt. He's so good.
He's so good.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, I didn't hate his character. He was just kind of immoral in his own ways. They're all fucking immoral in their own ways. But yeah, I wasn't mad that he won in the end. It is kind of upsetting that, like, the worst possible politician won and, like, the world was going to shit. And it's, like, very realistic because that's what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, another white guy that has power. Yeah,
we don't know that the evil politician won just yet because they're going to have to go to court over that.
I mean, like, I think he won. I don't know. That's maybe a good idea for a spinoff. Actually, no, don't do that. It's a good ending the way it is.
No, we can't. I don't want to watch a spinoff with Mencken. That would be my nightmare.
No, I respect when a show ends when it's supposed to end. Like Barry and Succession, like, the creators of the show respect it enough to not ruin it, like fucking Game of Thrones or some shit, or like so many shows just go on for way too long. And it's like, what? You don't respect the show, you just respect your money. So I do respect when showrunners are like, this is the end of the story. Goodbye.
Yeah. It makes me sad though.
Oh, yeah. I will miss hearing them talk actual nonsense.
It was just such a funny show.
Yeah.
It was so funny. Some of the shit they would say.
And the facial expressions and like, just like little tiny subtle things. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll miss Roman Roy as a character.
Yeah,
even though he's so evil. I'll miss his bits.
Okay, his splits. I saw this video on Instagram. It was an interview he did, I don't even know when, maybe it was a while ago, but he was talking about how he was the one that, like, randomly created the romantic tension between him and Jerry.
Oh,
like,
nice.
At first it was just him flirting with her because he was, like, he thought it was funny and, like, he likes the actress as a person and all that stuff. And then he kept doing it, and then the creator, like, wrote it in after that. So... I'm curious what his actual storyline would have been like. I mean, the Jerry thing was interesting, sure. But I thought that was funny that he, like, basically created that character. Also, he just, like, kind of is that character without, like, the... Like, his personality is a big part of Roman Roy. Or at least the way his mannerisms, rather. His mannerisms and the way he speaks and, like, interacts with the world is pretty Roman Roy. But...
Yeah, did you see that clip of him talk? You know those, like, actor roundtable crap thingies they do? And he's, like, talking to Pedro Pascal. And he's so Roman in the moment. It's very funny.
I didn't see that yet.
Find that clip. His, like, energy is very Roman.
Okay.
And it just made me laugh.
I will watch that. Did you see this, like, acceptance speech he did? Where he just, like... Just... The way he's... Everything he does is just so Roman Roy. But maybe Roman Roy is very him.
Or maybe Roman Roy is him.
Imagine Kendall or the person, what's his name? Jeffrey Strong. Imagine him being Roman. That is wild. Because that's what who, if you guys didn't know who's, who are listening, that's what he originally auditioned for.
You say and Jeffrey then, Strong?
What is his name?
Jeremy.
Jeremy?
I was God, like, damn. Who's Jeffrey?
Sorry. God, white names all sound the same to me. I apologize.
Geoffrey Strong.
Okay, the end and it's and start the same. That's all that I see when I read something.
Imagine. But no,
Jeremy Strong. Also, his 10 GQ things. Have you seen that? The Jeremy Strong, like, 10 Essentials GQ video? You have to watch it. You have to watch it. He's so, like, brutally endearing, like, honest and, like, endearing and, like, just so, what's the word? He's just, like, in his own world. He's in his own world. And the stuff he brings is so weird and, like, very personal. And he, like, dumps out a bunch of stuff, like, that are in, like, a pencil cup that's been on his desk for so long or something. Like, he's very sentimental and intense, and you have to watch that video. But okay. No, he originally was supposed to be Roman.
You're telling me he's intense? Oh, boy.
Just watch the video. I think it's a good insight into the kind of person he is. He's a very interesting person and, like, very serious about his job. So, yeah. Probably not, like, the most fun person to be around, I think.
No, I don't think so. No. I mean, maybe to an extent, if you knew him.
No. What's wrong?
My pile of crap just fell off the desk. All my files.
A ghost!
Huh.
We were talking about that pile of stuff before the recording.
That was crazy. It had just had enough, finally.
Yeah, it was like, I heard you talk shit about me a couple minutes ago. Like, fuck you. And it just fell. I couldn't take it anymore.
Wow.
But now, okay, what's going to be our new succession? Like, what's the show?
There is no new succession, my dear. It's over.
It is kind of fun to have a show that everyone, not everyone, but a lot of people watch every week. And then there's, like, stuff, there's just, it almost feels like old cable days where everyone would watch the same thing at the same time. And it was just like everyone's caught up on that same zeitgeisty timeline of stuff. But yeah, I don't know. They did a good job. Good job, Max.
Yeah. Wow. We'll never, ever see another episode of Succession again.
Yeah. I can imagine them doing, like, a reunion special, unfortunately. But
a reunion?
Yeah, a reunion special. It just sounds like something that would happen.
Wow.
I don't know. Anyway, should we take our last break and then come back and, I don't know, try do more of that, of what we're doing?
Yeah. BRV?
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Shireen seems to have a neighbor that's trying to, I don't know, start a dance team up there. Hard to say.
Yeah. It got worse, I think, as we kept talking. Or maybe I just started noticing it more. So,
it's weird. It's so loud. It's as if your sort of ceiling is made out of plastic.
Yeah, it's as if there's nothing there.
It's weird. You should ask your landlord.
Oh, I did.
If you could murder your neighbor.
Oh, I did ask him about that. I should ask him about that. But now they're fucking ghosting me, which is really rude.
The landlord is ghosting you?
The management, I guess. Yeah, so I guess the landlord.
I don't like that.
So what am I supposed to fucking do?
Like, I don't like that one bit.
Can someone just like ship me a box to sit in and record in or something? Like,
that's wild.
It's so crazy because I didn't hear this when I did the walkthrough or anything like that. Maybe he was at work or some fucking shit, but it was so quiet. And I was like, wow, perfect. And I just spoke too soon and I gave myself the eye and here I am.
Do you think he works from home? Like, why is he here on a Friday?
I don't know. I have no idea what he does. No idea. I just know that he's annoying.
That is annoying. Well, I'm sorry. Hopefully we can figure it out for you.
Yeah. Zach will probably lend us his mind and services. So not all is lost. I just, it's kind of okay now. But that's the thing, it's unpredictable. Like, the my old place, I knew the person that lived right above me, and so I can text being like, hey, I'm recording between 3 and 4, just a heads up. So she wouldn't, like, have the gardener come by, or, like, all that stuff. And it was a good system.
Yeah.
But it's not like that here. And, I mean, I guess I've been here for, like, literally a month at this point, and I should probably just, like, introduce myself. Sorry, I paused for that comical stomp. But okay, the only repeat interactions I've had with someone else. Okay, well, this is. Let me know if you would be freaked out, because I was really freaked out. Like, one day, I'm just sitting in my living room, and I'm at my computer, like at this little this kitchen area where my computer is at, and all that stuff. And I look up, and there's a window right by my front door, mm-hmm. and I see two people peering in with their hands in the window, like peering in
into your home.
Yes, into my home.
Okay, terrifying.
And I'm terrified. And I look close, and I don't have my glasses on. I don't know what they look like, or, you know, what anything. And I, like, slowly get up, and then as I get closer, it's these two kids.
Okay.
And they back up, and they're like, oh, I don't know what they're saying with these weird hand motions, being like, oh, never mind, or something. But I open the door, because I'm just like, can I help hello?
You? Yeah.
And I was like, hi, what's up, or whatever I said. And they said, hi, sorry, we just wanted to see who lived here because we know the owners. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I moved in a couple weeks ago. And then I told them my name. I asked for their names. They told me their names. And they're like, we really like your cat. And I was like, oh, thanks. I don't know how they've seen my cat. Maybe at the window? But it really freaked me out. And then I tried to put it aside, and I would close those blinds more often than I did before, even though I liked the light from them, but I closed the blinds. Mm. And then two times after that, I saw them at the window looking in my house again, and they were like, one time they saw me and they started waving at me.
Fuck.
I don't want that kind of shit. I'm not that kind of neighbor. I'm really not. So it's been an interesting time getting to know the people around me, I suppose. Yeah.
I don't like any of this. What is happening in your home?
It was just so frightening to initially first see those little hands. And I didn't have my glasses. And I was like, am I going to die?
I mean, clearly you're going to die. But, like, what is happening? Why are these people and in your life?
The other thing that happened, not the kids. So, okay, I have a private patio, like where my car is at. It's like my own gated area. No one's supposed to get in. It's locked at the gate. And there's like a door gate, like a standard gated door or whatever that has a lock that I can lock from the inside. This is an outside area. And one day, I just see a man in the window of that, looking into that area.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And I first notice it because my cat starts freaking out. Because that's her window. That's the window that she looks out of. And I look over and there's like a dude. And I go like closer and I realize it's like a bunch of people, like a group of like four people like trimming the trees or something.
Okay.
But I didn't know how they got in. It was gated. So and at the time, before I put that together, I was still freaking out because yeah. I hadn't seen anyone do that. I didn't know they can get in.
Yeah.
And they just had really easy access to my home. Like, it was just really scary. And, I mean, I know them now, and they're fine. They've made the place look a lot better. But, like, those initial feelings of, like, oh, fuck, are so scary. Like, whether it's the window thing or the kids or, like, whatever it is, it's not fun to have those experiences.
No.
Especially if you live alone. So, I've had a couple of weird times here. Yeah.
Jeez Louise, my dude.
My cat is pretty funny, though. She does give me some warning sometimes. She's a cutie. This one time,
she's like, meh,
yeah, exactly. And she does this, like, chattering thing, you know? And cats make this crazy noise with their mouths.
Mm-hmm.
And one time she did the chattering thing. She was in my bedroom looking at a window. It's always about windows. But she was doing the chattering thing, and it was this giant fly that was inside my home. And I leave some stuff open because I want to air stuff out. But this giant fly had ended up in my home. And she's trying to catch it, and she's chattering at it. And basically, we just helped each other hunt down the fly and kill it. And it was really a cute moment for both of us. It was a bonding moment. I would, like, teamwork. Go to one area. She would, like, tell me where it was because when I lost it. And I ended up just, like, smashing it with my blinds in the window when I got back. But I thought it was just a really cute moment of my cat and I going on a hunt.
Yeah, you guys were on a hunt.
And succeeding. Yeah. It felt really, I don't know, like teamwork. Like, thanks, Bunny.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Yep. It was the grossest, biggest fly. But, yeah. What are your neighbors like?
Well, I only have one. I mean, everyone's fine. We've had a few bad eggs, but, you know, for the most part, everyone is perfectly fine. They're not super loud.
That's good. I think having a dog makes it easier to get to know your neighbors, potentially, because you have to go outside and you have to walk around.
Yeah, and you talk to the other neighbors with dogs. It's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got a lot of dogs in my life. Sorry to get emotional. Just joking. I think my neighbors are fine. But sometimes someone's pointed out, like, sometimes you say that and it turns out you're the bad neighbor.
Oh, shit.
You know, you're like, everything's fine in my neighborhood. Turns out there's like a whole like next door thread about you.
That's a really good point.
Where everyone's speculating if you're a serial killer or not.
Like, you don't hear anything, but everyone hears you, potentially. Like, you don't realize that you're actually, you suck.
Yeah, and they're sort of plotting against you.
Mm-hmm.
And they want you dead.
Next door is crazy. Next door gives me
And anxiety. They know where your family lives. And they have your parents' address. And they're ready to end you. God, it's just like, you know, when that happens, am I right? Just joking, but I'm joking, kind of. What if my neighbors had a threat about me on Nextdoor?
Do you check Nextdoor?
No, never have, never will.
Yeah, it's better that way, I'm sure.
I'll die before I look at Nextdoor. You know why?
People are just so intense on there. Yeah, why?
I don't need another thing to scroll through.
No, yeah, I mean, that's a big reason why I don't have a lot of things. I mean, I barely use my socials as it is at the moment. And I don't think it's going to change anytime soon. It was about to. Like, when I got my hair done, I had this inclination, like a feeling, like, do I post about this?
Nah. Posting silly is over, because... dude. Shireen, posting is over. I don't post anything anymore.
No, I mean, like, yeah, me too. But, like, even the inclination is gone. Like, I had it, and then I was like, nah, I have no desire to share what I look like or what I'm doing or anything, really.
I don't
like,
post... And I have no urge to post anything.
Yeah. And I like it more than the alternative, but it's a different kind of world. I feel like because I thought it was just me changing as a person, but I think actually like the social landscape, if you will, is also changing. But I just have no desire to share things anymore. And it's not even about like being mysterious and private. It's just like I don't have the energy for that. I don't want people to know what I'm doing. I don't want there's no validation in that for me. It maybe there was, but I don't think there is anymore.
Yeah, I have no thoughts on anything.
Yeah.
I don't want to share anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. I barely scroll anymore.
Yeah.
Just don't care.
I don't know what it is. It's nice to be busy in real life. It's like, I've been working a lot, and so it's nice to like have things to busy me, and then I have family stuff and all that, like moving and stuff. It's really nice to, at the end of the day, be like, oh, I haven't even checked my phone. Well, obviously, aside from work things, if you need to, but... It's just interesting because I can definitely admit that I used to care more. Like I used to care about like, oh my God, I finally have 10K followers on Twitter. Like that was like a thing that happened and I was like, yay. And I cared. Or like I would post a selfie and it made me feel good when people would like it. That just seems so cringe to me now. I don't know why. And it's just me. I don't care what other people do, but it's like I have this retroactive embarrassment about everyone I've used to be. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, I agree. I'm like not really as interested in like posting about my day, or if I do something, it takes a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm. Or even like making a joke. Like that would be a good place. Like Twitter would be like a fun place to like make a funny thing, or like I used to take like these Instagram videos that were just like silly things. But I don't care. I really just don't care. It's weird. I guess that's what, are we just growing up?
I think so. I think we're getting old. We don't want to share so much anymore. We like our privacy. We don't have the energy anymore. The screens, they're getting smaller. I don't know why I turned that way. I'm sorry. That was problematic. But that's how I imagine old me. I'm like, the screens, they're getting smaller. When the reality is they're actually any bigger. And I don't know why I'm like a New Yorker in this scenario, because I've never like lived in New York. But I'm like, oh my God, the screens.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm over it. I'm done. Weird.
I think what makes me feel weird about growing in that way, though, is that you and I, in particular, we've shared so much on the internet. Like, yeah, we can't take back all of that.
That's enough. And,
but, like, it's weird that we're not those people anymore. Don't you think? It's, like, kind of, like, I don't know. I really trip out about it sometimes when I think about it. It was just, there's so much information about us. Like, personal information.
Yeah, we need to delete this podcast.
Floating around.
What, I think really, when we stop doing this podcast, we delete all of it from the internet.
I think I want to scrub all of that and just like every podcast I've ever been on. Yeah. I want someone
gone.
To like,
I'm going to start cease and desisting all my friends.
Exactly. I want someone
remove
to scrub
that photo
my
of
existence. Just no, I don't want to be on the internet.
Yeah. I want my lawyers to be in touch with all my friends. Mm-hmm, can you please remove that photo of Anna?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to need you to remove that photo.
Yeah,
I plan to sue all my friends sort of towards the end of my life.
You got to mix it up, you know? Give them something to live for at the end. You know, it's fun. It gives them some excitement.
Give them something to live for.
I saw this really short video. Who was that? Was it... Was that Steven Spielberg? No, it wasn't. Who was that? Oh, Scorsese or whatever his fucking
Scorsese.
Name is.
Scorsese. That's my old Italian-American professor.
I feel
did you
like
take
it
her
was
class?
Him.
Did
yeah,
you take
we did
that Italian-American?
Together.
No, that was Italian cinema. Did you take Italian-American cinema? Or you just watched Scorsese films?
Actually, no, I did not. I watched the Italian.
You missed that class because that class was great because the professor, she'd always be like, Martin, Scorsese. But
so
she
funny.
Also, every we basically just watch Martin Scorsese movies and like, you know, like Raging Bull, all that crap, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would just spend the whole time. Her only analysis point was homoeroticism. And it was the funniest class because every movie she'd be like, as you can see, the homoeroticism between these two. You're like, they're brothers.
Yeah.
I'm literally talking about Raging Bull. It's like, okay. And so it got to a point where it just like the only way to pass the class is to be like, yeah, I see homoeroticism between these two male characters. And she'd be like, yes, exactly. So you would just write these long papers about homoeroticism. And I got an A in that class. Like, I didn't have to do anything. I just said, yeah, homoeroticism. And she'd be like, exactly. That was her only and main like analysis point for every Italian American cinema film we watched. It almost became a joke of, like, how much every... It was like, let me guess, homoeroticism. Like, it was just, like, every goddamn movie we watched was about one thing. Homoeroticism. It was this older woman. I can't remember.
Okay. Because the Italian cinema teacher was this really adorable, tiny lady.
Yes. It wasn't her. It was a different woman.
Okay.
But, homoeroticism. That's all I remember from that class. Like, Raging Bull. Like, they're brothers. She's like, homoeroticism. You're like,
okay. That's crazy.
That's
a crazy take. Fucking Freud.
Oh, my God. It's as if she just wanted... It was almost as if she just wants to see these Italian-American men fuck. Like, that's why
she's
she kept bringing it up.
Something.
Like, it was almost... It literally felt like a sketch of, like... It just kept heightening. She just kept being like, homoeroticism. As you can see, these characters want to fuck. Like, you're just like... What is happening in this class? Like, this class is absolute madness. I got an A in it because as soon as I picked up on it, I was like, just say it's homoeroticism and she will fucking give you an A. Like every paper I wrote, like clearly Robert De Niro wants to fuck this other guy.
She's like, yes.
Yeah, she's exactly. Like, exactly. And you get an A. Yeah. Anyway, college was a funny fucking stupid time.
It's very funny and very fucking stupid.
I was going to say, go ahead.
No, do your thing.
No, you.
What were you going to say?
No, you. Just joking.
Okay, fine.
Go ahead.
We both decided to talk.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm just going to say this. So this is why I brought up Martin Scorsese.
Oh, right.
Homeroticism? Yeah, exactly. No. He was at maybe it was... Was it Cannes?
Probably.
Yeah, he was doing a panel for his latest movie. He's 80 years old.
They call it Panel, by the way.
Oh, a Cannes Panel. And he was doing a panel, and this reporter, and I forget what the actual question was, but it was basically wow, what a great, how are you, why did you do this when you're 80 years old? Around the idea of how you're doing this in your 80s, that's incredible. And his response was basically what else am I going to do? What else? I have no, it's not a risk for me to make this. I'm literally 80. It was just the most dry, brilliant response. I'm butchering the actual thing, so look it up. But it was basically just him. I think the reporter was probably saying something do you think it was a risk making this thing in your 80s? And he's just how am I risking anything? I'm 80. What else am I going to do? It was just so funny. Anyway, that's why I brought it up, but it was just, we were talking about old age and
that's
stuff.
Interesting.
But what were he's you gonna say?
He's what am I gonna do about it?
Yeah. No, it's he's basically saying I'm old and I'm probably gonna die soon. What else am I gonna do? What other options do I have other than to make another movie and waste my time? It's you're right. You're right, Martin. You're right.
He's yeah, here's the thing I really want to tell stories about. Wait, no. Who's that? Whose voice am I doing?
I don't know.
No, that's... Maybe that is Scorsese. I want to tell
sounds
stories.
Sounds like Daffy Duck.
Well, he has kind of that voice. I want to tell stories about homoeroticism, you know? That's kind of what I was brought onto this earth for, is kind of stories about homoeroticism.
That's professors, be his last words.
You know, sort of female Italian-American professors sort of, you know, they really get into that kind of stuff. You know, they take it to the students and they say homoeroticism and the kids get A's. You know.
Okay, what were you gonna say to go back to what you wanted?
Was that
to say
an impression
earlier?
Of Martin Scorsese? Because I feel like it was,
that
but
really
I maybe
does not sound
it wasn't.
Like anything I ever heard.
Who am I making fun of? Who sounds like that? Oh, you know what? I think I was doing a Jay Leno impression.
Oh my god.
I don't know why I was seeing was sort of a white hair poof.
Right.
And that's sort of the impression I was doing. And that's funny. In my mind sort of projecting that onto Martin Scorsese when the reality is I was doing a Jay Leno as Martin Scorsese impression.
I hear it now.
Yeah.
So what are you gonna say?
I was gonna say sort of a homoeroticism. I'm just joking. I'm gonna say I think you should leave. Have you watched a new season?
I was like, oh my god, okay, I'll leave. No, I have not watched the new season. Because I was basically...
Yeah. Okay, sorry. That was just the theme song. It's always stuck in my head. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I have not seen the new season, but I will. Thank you. I did not know it was even out. I've been really out of the loop. And
what?
I need a show.
I watched it one sitting.
Was it brand new?
Yeah, season 3.
Yeah, I have not seen. I have to see it.
It Thank dropped you. Last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm so out of the loop. I don't know. But
Former,
I do need a new
podcast
show.
Guest Sudie Green is on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fun.
It's so funny. There was some real laugh out loud moments for me.
Oh, yeah.
I was cry laughing at one point.
Damn.
So stupid. It's so stupid.
It is very stupid.
It's so stupid. It's absolutely perfect.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there are meme-worthy things that happen in this season? Because there were a lot of meme-worthy
I've already
things
seen a meme
happened.
That was making me laugh earlier on this podcast, and you didn't know. You thought I was laughing at you, but in reality, I was laughing at that meme. For mine, I think you should leave, so sorry.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
That's like homework for the weekend. That's what I'm going to do.
And you know what?
What?
There's... What if I can't speak? I'm like a vampire. I'm like, I can't speak until you say. New season of, or the final season of Never Have I Ever is out now.
Oh, yeah. I never.
Even though the new sort of consensus is that we all hate Mindy Kaling.
Mm-hmm. That is an interesting take. We could talk about that another time, I think. An interesting conversation.
Here's the thing
to be said.
I'm too old for that sort of discussion.
Fair. That's fair.
I'm like, look. I can't do a Mindy takedown at this point in my life. It's just, I can't wrap my mind around it.
Yeah, there's other people I'd rather talk shit about. You're right. But you know what? I think we should leave.
Okay.
And end the podcast right now. I think we recorded.
Oh.
Sorry, I had two very bad segues in this episode. I'm attempting. The attempt is what matters, maybe, hopefully. I don't know. But do you have anything else you want to add?
No, go watch I Think You Should Leave.
Mm-hmm.
And
I will do that for sure.
Get back to me on it.
I will. We can have another episode about it. And until that happens, this is Ethnically Ambiguous, Ethnically Amb, A-M-B on Twitter, and Ethnically Ambig, A-M-B-I-G on Instagram. I'm Shireen. You can follow me on socials if you want to. I'm not going to say them this time. your turn.
I'm at Anna Hostan on Twitter. I'm at Selling Hostan on Instagram. I'm writing a piece about Succession on my Substack, sellinghostan.substack.com. It's probably going to be out by the time you hear this because it's already half written and I just need to sit down and write the other half. But here's the thing. My car is finally ready at the shop, so I need to go pick it up. It's a whole thing. Why are you yelling at me? I'm gonna go get my car.
Okay, let's go.
All right, guys, that's it.
Bye.
Ambiguous is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Notorious Scott Summers hater Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network,
iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.